With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program exploring the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of fascinating listening. Since the year 1976, the month of February has been celebrated as Black History Month, coinciding with the birthdays of both Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. In celebration of this month, on today's program, we'll explore music of the African-American spiritual tradition, as well as pieces by gifted African-American composers and arrangers. We'll begin with a performance by one of the only professional organizations dedicated exclusively to the performance of spirituals, the Harlem Spiritual Ensemble. They'll sing an arrangement of Motherless Child, combined with William Farley Smith's arrangement of Go Down Moses. The Harlem Spiritual Ensemble sang Motherless Child combined with Go Down Moses as we begin our program honoring Black History Month. Music from the African American spiritual tradition was always passed along orally from one generation to another. They were not written down until much later when composers and arrangers began documenting many of these songs born out of slavery. Thus began the long and rich tradition of both solo and choral arrangements of spirituals, which continues today. So we rarely, if ever, hear composers mentioned with these songs, but instead the names of those who've written them down or arranged them. One of the most prolific and gifted arrangers of the last century was William L. Dawson, who taught for many years at the Tuskegee Institute. We'll hear a performance of his arrangement of There's a Balm in Gilead, the Atlanta Master Chorale. Eric Nelson conducts.
To heal the sick.
There is a Balm in Gilead, as arranged by William L. Dawson. The Atlanta Master Chorale sang, directed by Eric Nelson. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. African-American spirituals often spoke metaphorically of finding a way to heaven or the promised land while reflecting their yearning for freedom from bondage. Our next selection is just such a piece, an arrangement of the spiritual Plenty Good Room on the Glory Train by Kirby Shaw. The wonderful ensemble Conspirare performs, led by their founder, Craig Hella Johnson. Plenty Good Room by Kirby Shaw was performed by Conspirare, led by Craig Hella Johnson. Conspirare performs again next in a classic arrangement of My God is a Rock. The arranging team of Alice Parker and Robert Shaw penned dozens, if not hundreds, of arrangements of folk songs and spirituals in the mid-20th century. This one dates from the early 1960s. Craig Hella Johnson leads Conspirare.
Shelter in a time. and let me tell you about the chapter one when the Lord God's work was just begun. Stop and let me tell you about the chapter two when the Lord God's written his Bible through. Stop and let me tell you about the chapter three when the Lord God died on Calvary. Chapter 4, when the Lord God visited among the poor. Stop and let me tell you about the chapter 5, when the Lord God brought the dead alive. Stop and let me tell you about the chapter 6, he went in Jerusalem and healed the
Craig Hella-Johnson led Conspirare in My God is a Rock, arranged by Alice Parker and Robert Shaw. One of the most gifted and celebrated arrangers of spirituals in recent years was Moses Hogan, who died tragically at the age of 45 in 2003. But he left a solid legacy of virtuosic choral arrangements of spirituals and other pieces. We'll hear the Concordia Choir sing one of my favorites, Didn't My Lord Deliver Daniel? Renee Clausen directs. Moses Hogan's brilliant arrangement of Didn't My Lord Deliver Daniel was sung by the Concordia Choir under the direction of Renee Clausen. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We'll continue our program in honor of Black History Month with two more arrangements by Moses Hogan. First, the Maryland State Boy Choir sings We Shall Walk Through the Valley in Peace, recorded in live performance at the American Choral Directors Association National Conference in 2015. Stephen Holmes directs.
We shall walk through the valley.
Philip Brunel led vocal lessons in Moses Hogan's tour de force, My Soul's Been Anchored. Earlier, the Maryland State Boy Choir performed We Shall Walk Through the Valley in Peace, also arranged by Moses Hogan. Stephen Holmes conducted. Dramatic soprano Jessie Norman's extensive repertoire includes a wide range of spirituals, which she's performed really throughout her life and career. We'll hear her sing an arrangement of Give Me Jesus by Willis Patterson. Ms. Norman is joined by the Ambrosian Singers, directed by John McCarthy. Give Me Jesus, arranged by Willis Patterson and sung by Jesse Norman with the Ambrosian Singers. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A number of African-American composers have emerged in recent years whose music, while being originally composed, incorporates stylistic elements that can clearly be seen to have their roots in the spiritual tradition. One of the most interesting of these composers is Rosephanie Powell. We'll hear her work, The Word Was God, with a text based on the first chapter of the Gospel of John. Eric Nelson leads the Atlanta Master Chorale. The Word Was God by Rosephanie Powell was performed by the Atlanta Master Chorale. Eric Nelson conducted. J. David Moore's stirring arrangement of Bound for the Promised Land for Men's Voices is next. Recorded in live performance, we'll hear the University of Michigan Men's Glee Club, led by Eugene Rogers. Eugene Rogers led the University of Michigan Men's Glee Club in Bound for the Promised Land, arranged by J. David Moore. Two pieces performed by Contus are coming up. First is an arrangement by Contus member Timothy Tekach of the solemn spiritual Keep Your Lamps. The second piece is an arrangement of Antonin Dvorak's Largo from the New World Symphony, to which words were later added, Going Home. Dvorak had a deep and abiding interest in the African-American spiritual tradition, learned from his student Harry T. Burley when Dvorak was director of the National Conservatory. This melody grew out of his absorption of the spirit of the African-American melodies. Diane Loomer has arranged it, and we'll hear Contus sing.
Keep your lamps trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamps trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamps trimmed and a-burning. For this old world is almost gone. Keep your lamps trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamps trimmed and a-burning. Keep your lamps trimmed and a-burning. For this old world
Cantus performed Goin' Home based on Dvorak's Largo from the New World Symphony. This arrangement was by Diane Loomer. Earlier, they sang an arrangement of Keep Your Lamps. A stunning arrangement of the spiritual John the Revelator is next, arranged by Paul Caldwell and Sean Ivory. We'll hear it performed by the St. Olaf Choir, directed by Anton Armstrong. Fasten your seatbelts. Anton Armstrong led the St. Olaf Choir in John the Revelator, arranged by Caldwell and Ivory. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to honor the observance of Black History Month. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.